Hi, everyone. I'd like to warmly welcome everyone to this Wednesday gathering, a live teleconference prayer and gratitude meeting hosted by prayerfulliving.com and open to everyone. We are delighted that you have joined us as a participant in this spiritual oasis. For those of you with a computer, our web address for this meeting is prayerfulgathering.com. To hear previous healing messages, click on the link labeled Wednesday Gathering Audio Archive on the prayerfulgathering.com webpage. Let's now join together in song with hymn number 2.
A glorious day is dawning, and o'er the waking earth, the heralds of the morning are springing into birth. In dark and hidden places, there shines the blessed light. The beam of truth displaces the darkness of the night.
Again, welcome to this healing meeting at prayerfulgathering.com. The topic of today's healing message is how the Christ principle, through its dynamic office of translation, transforms human consciousness, scientifically tailored to each individual idea, the birthing, spiritualization, and discovery process. I'll be reading from the Message and King James versions of the Bible and correlative passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. For an uninterrupted flow, the books of the Bible are from Exodus, Isaiah, John, and 1 Kings, and will not otherwise be announced. Now, get yourselves ready. I'm sending my angel ahead of you to guard you in your travels, to lead you to the place that I've prepared. Pay close attention to him. Obey him. Don't go against him. He won't put up with your rebellions because he's acting on my authority. But if you obey him and do everything I tell you, I'll be an enemy to your enemies. I'll fight those who fight you. When my angel goes ahead of you and leads you to the land of the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, clear the country of them. So don't worship or serve their gods. Don't do anything they do, because I'm going to wipe them right off the face of the earth and smash their sacred phallic pillars to bits. Face the facts, all you oppressors, and then wring your hands. Listen, all of you, far and near. Plan and plot all you want. Nothing will come of it. All your talk is mere talk, empty words. Because when all is said and done, the last word is Emmanuel, God with us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. How long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. The foundation of evil is laid on a belief in something besides God. This belief tends to support two opposite powers instead of urging the claims of truth alone. The mistake of thinking that error can be real when it is merely the absence of truth leads to belief in the superiority of error. Divine logic and revelation coincide. If we believe otherwise, we may be sure that either our logic is at fault or that we have misinterpreted revelation. Many imagine that the phenomena of physical healing in Christian Science present only a phase of the action of the human mind, which action in some unexplained way results in the cure of disease. On the contrary, Christian Science rationally explains that all other pathological methods are the fruits of human faith in matter, faith in the workings not of spirit, but of the fleshly mind, which must yield to science. The physical healing of Christian Science results now, as in Jesus' time, from the operation of divine principle, before which sin and disease lose their reality in human consciousness and disappear, as naturally and as necessarily as darkness gives place to light and sin to reformation. Now, as then, these mighty works are not supernatural, but supremely natural. They are the sign of Emmanuel, or God with us, a divine influence ever present in human consciousness, and repeating itself, coming now, as was promised aforetime, to preach deliverance to the captives of sense and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. According to Christian Science, the only real senses of man are spiritual, emanating from divine mind. In science, mind is one, including noumenon and phenomena, God and his thoughts. Scientific translation of immortal mind. And this is how you'll know what I am. The divine synonyms of God. Divine principle. Life. Truth. Love. Soul. Spirit. Mind. The intercommunication is always from God to his idea man. Jesus once said of his lessons, "My doctrine is not mine, but his that sent me. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself." Jesus demonstrated Christ. He proved that Christ is the divine idea of God. Christ is the true idea, voicing good, the divine message from God to men, speaking to the human consciousness. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus saith unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Teacher and student must also be familiar with the obstetrics taught by this science. To attend properly the birth of the new child or divine idea, you should so detach mortal thought from its material conception that the birth will be natural and safe. The foundation of evil is laid on a belief in something besides God. This belief tends to support two opposite powers instead of urging the claims of truth alone. The mistake of thinking that error can be real when it is merely the absence of truth leads to belief in the superiority of error. How are veritable ideas to be distinguished from illusions? By learning the origin of each. Ideas are emanations from the divine mind. Thoughts proceeding from the brain or from matter are offshoots of mortal mind. The scientific translation of mortal mind. First degree, depravity, unreality, the physical, evil beliefs, passions and appetites, fear, depraved will, self-justification, pride, envy, deceit, hatred, revenge, sin, sickness, disease, death. Anatomy, when conceived of spiritually, is mental self-knowledge and consists in the dissection of thoughts to discover their quality, quantity, and origin. Are thoughts human or divine? That is the important question. This branch of study is indispensable to the excision of error. The anatomy of Christian Science teaches when and how to probe the self-inflicted wounds of selfishness, malice, envy, and hate. It teaches the control of mad ambition. It unfolds the hallowed influences of unselfishness, philanthropy, spiritual love. It urges the government of the body, both in health and in sickness. The Christian Scientist, through understanding mental anatomy, discerns and deals with the real cause of disease. To divest thought of false trust and material evidences in order that the spiritual facts of being may appear, this is the great attainment, by means of which we shall sweep away the false and give place to the true. Thus it was that I beheld as never before the awful unreality called evil. The equipollence of God brought to light another glorious proposition, man's perfectibility and the establishment of the kingdom of heaven on earth. The powers of this world will fight and will command their sentinels not to let truth pass the guard until it subscribes to their system. But science, heeding not the pointed bayonet, marches on. There is always some tumult, but there is a rallying to truth's standard, the divine image. Man, God's spiritual idea, individual, perfect, eternal. Though gathering new energy, this idea cannot injure its useful surroundings in the travail of spiritual birth. Jesus said, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?" Whatever contradicts the real nature of the divine essence, though human face may clothe it with angelic vestments, is without foundation. Second degree, evil beliefs disappearing, transitional qualities, the moral, humanity, honesty, affection, compassion, hope, faith, meekness, temperance. In the midst of imperfection, perfection is seen and acknowledged only by degrees. The ages must slowly work up to perfection. How long it must be before we arrive at the demonstration of scientific being, no man knoweth, not even the Son, but the Father. But the false claim of error continues its delusion until the goal of goodness is assiduously earned and won. Divine reflection, idea, an image in mind, the immediate object of understanding. Webster. A spiritual idea has not a single element of error, and this truth removes properly whatever is offensive. When this new birth takes place, the Christian Science infant is born of the Spirit, born of God, and can cause the mother no more suffering. By this we know that truth is here and has fulfilled its perfect work. Third degree, understanding, reality, spiritual, wisdom, purity, spiritual understanding, spiritual love, spiritual power, love, health, holiness. In the third degree, mortal mind disappears, and man, as God's image, appears. When we fully understand our relation to the divine, we can have no other mind but his. No other love, wisdom, or truth. No other sense of life, and no consciousness of the existence of matter or air. And we solemnly promise to watch and pray for that mind to be in us, which was also in Christ Jesus, to do unto others as we would have them do unto us, and to be merciful, just, and pure.
For thine is the kingdom.